From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Every day in the U.S., hundreds of children are found to have ingested dangerous amounts of lead, and that can lead to serious developmental problems. Later this month, new federal rules to protect children will take effect. Home renovators around the country will have to work more carefully to contain lead paint dust. But the industry says it needs more time to implement the rules. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Some contractors are pulling out old windows and installing new energy-efficient ones at a home in Tewksbury, Massachusetts. The job is pretty simple. Two guys with hammers and some other basic tools wearing t-shirts and work shorts. But in a couple of weeks, that's supposed to change. How would this work site look different after April 22nd when these rules go into effect?
It's going to look quite a bit different.
Charlie Dorsey is a regional sales manager for the company that makes the new windows, Gorel Windows and Doors.
Plastic is going to be laid out from the foundation, 10 feet out. At 12 feet from the perimeter of the home, there's going to be a yellow caution tape. We're going to have to post signs that say, lead poison hazard, do not enter. The workers will all be in full Tyvek suits with NIOSH 100 dual filter respirators, goggles, hoods, rubber gloves, rubber boots. It's going to look like there's astronauts in the yard.
The Environmental Protection Agency will also require that the inside of the house be protected with plastic and cleaned thoroughly. Dorsey thinks that some of the requirements might go too far, but if he sounds a little exasperated, he stresses that he does take lead poisoning seriously. As he's talking about this, a school bus pulls up in front of the neighbor's house.
I don't want to sound as though I'm minimizing the dangers of lead dust in certain situations. 25 children on that bus right there, all of them were concerned about.
But Dorsey says the industry has just been caught off guard here. He says the vast majority of contractors didn't know that these new rules were coming until very recently. And according to Dorsey, only around 5% of contractors have taken the necessary classes and gotten certified. And he says 2/3 of the homes that renovators work on have lead paint in them, pretty much any home before 1978. So
95% of the industry is going to lose upwards of 50% of their work.
If that actually happened, we'd be talking about hundreds of thousands of contractors, plumbers, painters, handymen, many of whom have already been struggling with the housing crash. It seems hard to believe that most of them are going to actually stop working on April 22nd, but Dorsey says that that's what it's looking like they're supposed to do.
It's going to take the construction industry out at the knees. Right now, our industry is saddled with 25 to 27% unemployment.
The EPA, though, says that those predictions are exaggerated. And child health advocates don't really have too much sympathy. Rebecca Morley is the executive director of the nonprofit National Center for Healthy Housing.
You know, it's hard to say that there hasn't been sufficient time. EPA published this rule in 2008.
And so Morley says manufacturers and contractors have just been dragging their feet for the past 2 years and didn't take this seriously until the deadline was right on top of them. Now they're lobbying Congress and the EPA to push back the deadline.
I really do think that this is a last-ditch attempt by industry to see if they can use the economy as a reason for not having to implement this in a timely manner.
Morley's group has been running some of the trainings for contractors around the country, and she says it's like getting anything else done. Sometimes you just need a hard and fast deadline. And now that the deadline really is looming,
we've already seen a tripling of the number of training courses that we've booked for in March and April.
And the EPA sounds committed to enacting the new rules. Steve Owens is the EPA's assistant administrator for toxic substances.
Tragically, we're still seeing roughly a million kids a year that are affected by lead poisoning as a result of exposure, predominantly from lead paint poisoning.
Also, Owen says the new rules really aren't so onerous. Only one worker at any job site needs to get the training. Already, he says, upwards of 100,000 people have been trained, and so that'll actually allow many times that number of workers to stay on the job. And he says the industry will now just have to get on board, keep getting trained up as quickly as possible, and adopt the lead-safe work practices. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.